on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. You're with Paul McIntyre.
My name's Paul McIntyre and my guest is Professor Olivia Piguet, and we've been talking about frontotemporal dementia and dementia in general as well. In terms of, and I know in this field nothing is guaranteed, but when we talk about activities that are recommended, for instance, for dementia prevention, be it exercise, be it learning a language, be it adult education, composing, it's never too early to start, that would suggest.
That's exactly right. It's never too early to start. It's never too late to start. And the period between probably 30 and 50 is a critical period for that. And for that reason, because there you might be able to develop a brain that is more resilient, a brain that has the nerve cells that have many more connections. So then when some of these connections disappear because of the pathology, then you still have enough to circumvent these problems. And certainly the new guidelines are to look at this midlife periods, not only in terms of cognitive activities, but also in terms of general health, looking at vascular risk factors. So things like hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, all these things are extremely important to control for later brain health. Later on, the impact of these new cognitive activities are probably less so on the brain health itself, because the process is already underway. So you already have a brain that is sick in a way. But what is good in doing activities, even when you start having the first signs of dementia, is that it maintains your connections with the world in general. So I think it's very important to be involved in maintaining social activities, maintaining your social network, any activities that you like doing. Because we know that if you become more withdrawn, more apathetic, then it's also another risk factors for a decline, a steeper decline, and then shorter disease survival.